And it's some very Lisa Simpson-esque dancing, Eva Crichton. Thank you for bringing that.
You're welcome.
Yes. How many times have you been to Lilith Fair, m'lady? So, yeah, that's the Cars. We're playing Why Can't I Have You by the Cars. You know who's not saying Why Can't I Have You? Satan himself.
That's right.
For he clutches Rick Ocasek's eternal soul in his hand this evening. Everyone, it is Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papa Giorgio. I am joined today by the effervescent Eva Crichton.
Hi.
Talking Bulldog Joe Gagliardi.
Well.
And we've just got Sam. We're going to go with the mononym Sam.
Yes.
Doing it?
Doesn't stand for anything.
No. Surface to air, man. I don't know.
God. I am Sam.
Yes.
Surface to air microphone.
Now for the rest of the podcast,
I got nothing.
I'm in hot. I'm retarded.
I've been exposed. Thank you. Thank you for taking it there, Sam, this quickly. We got a ton to talk about. The show, although I've done it for 12 years, Joe Gagliardi is giving the show out to his friends and his family. He asked for feedback, like anyone who's successful in life. He puts it out there. He sees what the audience wants versus me, where if I were running a bake shop, I would literally take pie crusts, fill them with mud, not unlike an 18-month-old, and then just go, why haven't my mud pies ever taken off, and do this for 12 years? But Joe is putting it out there. He's saying, you know what, John? They don't like the mud pies. And after I hurl abuse and insults at him on every axis you think conceivable, his bald head, his weight, his inability to achieve erection, anything close to erection.
Just all of it.
I'm like, you know what? That Polack, that half Polack, half Italian, maybe he's making some sense. All the sausage peoples. You
know, nothing is sacred. Nothing is sacred.
Look at that tummy. Just all the sausage peoples in that belly. So here's an outline. Are you ready for possible topics?
Yeah.
Is this what, is this what, okay. Don't knock the goddamn camera over again.
I won't.
Okay. All right. Don't zoom in on my orangutan titties either with their hard nipples. I hate that. Okay.
Feel free to zoom in on mine.
Yours have the round fullness of a bonobo's bosom. Oh. Don't sell yourself short.
Thank you, darling.
I've got those drooping any which way but loose seats.
Bonobos.
All right. So Rick Ocasek's dead. Oh. Shane Gillis was both hired and fired by SNL since we last talked.
Was he fired?
Yes, he was. I went to New York to see Colin Quinn interviewed by Ron Bennington and met with both Mike Sachs, the dude I did a comedy podcast with, and a longtime Twitter friend who's now an IRL friend, Lou.
Oh.
Lou,
sweet.
What else we got? The story right after, I ran into a famous person right after the Colin Quinn event, a celebrity sighting.
Only in New York.
Exactly.
So exciting.
And what else we got? Oh, the high school reunion in a couple weeks that I'll be skipping because I'm too fat. And
is that why?
That's why. And I'm too much living at home with my mom.
Well, there's that.
And a MILF at my local Costco whose life...
We're not talking about that.
...just went into the dumpster, and it broke my heart.
We're not talking about that.
Broke my... The hell
yeah,
we are.
Are.
That's terrible.
Yeah, we are.
There we are. That's the spirit that beat the Japanese.
Yeah, we are.
There you go. Let's do Ocasek first. Who here was a Cars fan at all in any capacity? Who wants to, you can get in the bandwagon post death. If you just want to say like I loved Shake It Up for the last 72 hours, I'm fine with that.
I've been enjoying like the playing on the radio.
Okay, cool.
I don't know. I'm not really a huge fan though.
Yeah, I'm not.
Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I enjoyed his aesthetic. Like I liked the way he looked.
Really?
Do you know what I mean?
AIDS patient pervert.
Yeah.
As a musician.
Yes.
What's that, Sam?
I have no idea who this guy is.
Rick Ocasek. He produced Weezer. He produced the Suicide. Mm-hmm. That sounds like a joke. No, it was a band called Suicide. They were really big for industrial. Like at the beginning, it was like tape loops and stuff.
He did a great job producing Kurt Cobain's Suicide.
There you go. Yeah. I'm trying to produce Gagliardi's here, but he's insisting on creative control. I hate it.
You know, I'm just saying. You give me this weird medicine, you know?
I'm like, dude, before they stop selling shells at Walmart, come on. Save your family some money. Let's do it.
Second Amendment.
Yeah. Hashtag 2A, baby.
You know, NRA for life.
Oh, my God. Oh, NRA for life, The Simpsons?
Yeah.
When they check out Maggie?
Yeah.
So I had one Cars album. I bought the original Cars album years ago at a used store. I played the hell out of that, even when I was back into mostly like metal and Depeche Mode and stuff like that. I loved that original Cars album. I did not go much deeper than that, but God damn did I love me that one album. My mom, Eva, like you, brought up the Rick Ocasek aesthetic, which he was ghoulish.
I loved it.
I mean,
he was ghoulish. Guys, have you not seen awfully, Rick Ocasek? Look up a picture of Rick Ocasek.
Awfully judgmental.
He looks like 80 pounds, and it's just, it's like a skeleton.
Looks like
with
a freaking rock star.
Like rock, oh, he's yeah, too thin to even be a rock star.
No.
Yeah. But I have a question.
You seen Mick Jagger?
He's thinner than
Jagger. He is thinner than Jagger.
Creepily thinner than Jagger, yeah, dude. Ew. I don't know. Like, maybe like maybe Burns. Freddie Mercury the last 3 days was thinner than Ocasek.
Too soon.
But let his light shine forever.
Oh, my God.
Rick Ocasek and was married to Paulina Poroskova.
Hottie.
Yeah.
I saw a picture of her smoke 2 days ago. I would bang her over like 99% of the women out there. Not Joe in a wig, but anyone else in the studio.
Me?
He looks like heroin tried to cosplay as Howard Stern.
There you go. There you go. He looked. So I have a question for you, Eva, as
yes,
a girl.
Yes.
You've seen a barrel full of pickles in your day, to put it diplomatically.
Okay.
When a dude is that skinny, I feel that they tend toward being like nothing but cock. Like it's just the spinal column weird, into cock. Shut up, Joe.
Like William H. Macy.
Yeah, not William H. Macy. William H. Macy, I think, is like just a big saggy ball sack, but not a huge D. Rick Ocasek, huge D or no?
I'm going to say yes.
And that's how he had Paulina? Like he had the fame and a huge...
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. I think he was packing heat.
Really?
Yeah.
He named his band Cars because he had a gear shift.
Yes,
in his trousers.
Exactly.
How about you, Joe? Where
you
do you fall?
You got a prize-winning hog.
On the huge Rick Ocasek dick debate.
I mean,
he's too busy salivating to say anything.
It hadn't occurred to us. This had not occurred to us, dude. But I mean, yeah, he's a skinny guy, so there's nothing to block it. You know?
Okay. Yeah.
So whatever's there is
because I've either from my high school years to now. Either from Propecia or the literal 120 pounds I've gained, God knows how many inches I've left on the playing field.
It'd be like if you took a latex glove and filled it up with water,
The
fingers are all going to be shorter than if like you just cut one of the fingers off and stapled it onto a wall. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Right? Eva gets it.
I'm just imagining that.
Yeah.
And I'm also like...
It's like a cow's udder.
Rick Ocasek's is so huge. It's like you take the finger and then hang Stuart Little from it.
There you go.
Yeah.
And, I'm also thinking about a conversation that we had a few weeks ago where you guys were telling me when men gain weight, then their penises become smaller or just look smaller.
See, I think mine both looks smaller and has become smaller.
It hasn't gotten chubbier?
No, yeah, I wish like your dick got love handles. How great would that be?
Ribbed for like her pleasure.
My cock has a double chin, just a big fat gobbler underneath it. That'd be great.
I don't know what to. I mean, women's boot, like as women gain weight, their boobs typically get.
Yeah, absolutely. See, they have a decent time of it because it's like it's on a spectrum, much like me, where you start off, you can go too thin with it, but as they gain weight, it's like they gain boobs, they gain ass. There's some gunt in the middle. There's some tum-tum and some chin. But overall, it's like a slider, you know, where all the answers, none of them are wrong. It's like C cup plus pretty big ass plus some tummy, sure. A cup with like not much ass, but like abs, sure. With dudes, it's just like everything
your
passes.
Belly and a micro penis.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything just goes to the belly.
Yeah.
Slider's just bad.
Oh,
that's rough. I know. I tell you, it's tough being a guy.
Oh yeah, it's really so tough.
That's the sacrifice for not having menstruation.
This is why we
live in a patriarchy society.
Yeah.
We got the tiny penises when we get fired.
Yeah, exactly. We can't eat. You guys can eat your KFC. And your Popeye's sandwiches, and it's fine because you'll just get bigger T's for it.
You ever heard the expression?
But Joe and I will too, and that's the problem.
You know that God invented whiskey so the Irish wouldn't take over the world.
Yeah,
you could make the argument in this context that God invented spaghetti so that Italians wouldn't populate the world. You know what I mean?
I'm trying.
A lot of Italians get fatter as they get older.
I'm going to need you.
That is true.
I'm going to need
it's
you.
A good thing for your mother.
Tone down that energy, Joe.
I mean,
your sister's ass.
Your sister's face. I got a mushroom stamp for you. I'll bring it over here. but I put on some weight. Who's calling you, John? Answer that call. Is it a is
do you want me? It's a business call.
I mean. No, call? Don't answer it.
Thank you. Thank you. Miss out on that money. Yeah. F your wallet, boy.
Yeah.
I like it. All right. Well, now we have to wait for the call to go through before I can look at the outline. The precious outline, Joe. The precious outline. Can't do the show with now. See,
you just it. Pick it up and hang up immediately.
Yeah, pick it up and hang up.
That's a great business model. Fail you! Hang
oh, look,
up.
There's yeah. your anime picture of cats that's back.
Yeah, sorry that I'm so confident in my S that I can have
why is the
adorable depiction of cats as my background that
you
resemble my own
cats. Such a cat man.
It's
thank
just
you.
Terrible.
Thank
which,
you.
Which, I mean, what's the, I mean, so a woman basically is what?
Yeah, I mean, I don't, I'm a dog person, but I love no, all animals.
There are no cat men.
No, he's a cat man. Yeah. Yeah. I've known some cat men.
He's a cat something.
Exactly.
I mean, no, John's a
Rick Ocasek, huge cat man.
Is he? Is he
yeah.
a spinster?
Bill Clinton, cat man.
Rick Ocasek was packing heat.
He was. Just huge. Like,
just
if you
a
have a
huge
winning piece,
hog.
Yeah, really. Yeah. I just, like,
and his sons are hot. I looked them up, too.
Really?
In
Dick
his
Ocasek?
Passing. Yeah, Dick Ocasek. Richard Ocasek.
Yeah.
Is that a cat in your pants, or are you just happy to see me? I mean,
meow.
You know?
His son's girth in inches.
Oh, okay.
You just sure name them appropriately. The yeah, exactly. They don't need to waste time with feigning a love of dogs. They have big enough pieces to just be like, I like cats. They're gorgeous and majestic. I don't need this. Nice. Let's talk about my trip to New York.
Let's talk yes. about that. Yeah, your 10 minutes, about your 10 bump, minutes in New York.
Bump, bump, ba-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Human jukebox, everyone. What else
we
can
don't
you
have
do?
The, we don't have the rights to that.
I want the chorus to pour some sugar on me now.
Got
to
beep that out, man. That was less than what?
It was less than 6 seconds.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
okay.
Sorry.
Shut it up, Eva. You're costing us money.
There.
We call that the Joe factor.
Yes. that's the gag factor. Joey to Joey to comic.
Joey.
Joe's
under 6 seconds.
coming in hot. Coming in hype.
So I went to New York. It's a city where it was not much longer.
Yeah.
So a couple of days back, I got some tickets from the lovely Bennington people, Ron Bennington, Gail Bennington. Some of my, like Ron, probably my favorite radio host, Gail's his awesome daughter, who's also incredibly talented in her own right. They do, he does these interviews every so often. You'd swear you're hearing the real person. How does the Goodfellas bit go? I butchered it.
My God.
What?
That was supposed to be the Goodfellas bit?
Yeah,
absolutely
yeah, where
terrible.
She's talking about Sammy Davis Jr.
Absolutely
he does these
terrible.
Impressions.
He does these impressions.
So
you would swear it's the real thing.
There we go. Thank you. Now come kiss Nat King Cole. So he does these amazing interviews one-on-one. I'm trying to think of all the people I've seen Ron Bennington interview just in the last like couple of years. Big J. Okerson, Penn Jillette, Larry Charles, the director. It's been an amazing array of guys. And he had an event with Colin Quinn in New York at the Village Underground.
Now let's say that you're under the age of 30 and mm-hmm. obviously have no idea who Colin Quinn was.
Get the hell out.
I know who Colin
okay.
Quinn was.
All right, thank
I'm
you.
Over the age of 30.
I was more offended that you were saying you're under 30.
Well, no, yeah, that's obviously not
so.
Right.
Who's Colin Quinn?
Colin, there's see? My boy. There
really?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right, cool.
He's so hysterical. Colin Quinn, incredible comic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Started God,
great writer.
Mid to late
you'll
80s, yeah,
him.
On yeah. Remote Control,
very
the
smart.
MTV game show.
Oh, is that where he, was it Remote Control?
That was one of his first gigs, yeah. I believe
oh,
he was the host of Remote Control.
I had forgotten about that. Yeah, Colin Quinn. Yeah,
yeah so
hysterical, man. Guy's so funny.
So,
real talk.
What's that?
Real talk, right? It
was a real talk.
Wasn't he on Real Talk?
Are you talking the comedian show?
Yeah.
Oh, you saying Real Talk pushed the real answer out of my head. Oh,
no,
you said, tough,
real,
crowd,
tough
crowd.
Tough crowd.
There we
real
go.
Talk? Where did I
real
get that?
Yeah, where does
that's the girl's answer to that. This is Real Talk. We're
welcome
late.
To Real Talk.
We're talking about
with
boys
Eva
being
Crickson.
They're F boys. I don't like
who's
them.
Who's got the biggest
men? Boo!
I'm menstruating. Where's the chocolate? Yay!
Welcome to Smoking Cigarettes with Eva Crickson. Where
why?
We just smoke cigarettes and shit on men.
That
pass
sucks.
Me another cigarette. I got a story to tell yous.
Oh,
so I went out with this guy.
Hold on. You guys, can you chat for a second? I have two calls from Hackensack, New Jersey.
Well, why don't you answer from Hackensack?
Sure. What do you want?
From the Jewelry Expo in Hackensack?
All right. Talk to the damn camera for
a
second.
What do you think is happening in Hackensack that you need to be a part of?
There's a Jewelry Expo there. So I just want to throw this out there before John gets back to talking about Mr. Quinn.
Okay, yeah.
I used to work at the Village Underground.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, when I was in New York, I worked upstairs at the Fat Black Pussycat.
Yeah.
And then the Village Underground was underneath.
Is that a euphemism for something?
No, not at all.
It certainly should be.
It
certainly should be.
It's just the name of the bar, and it's been there for years. It's right across from Blue Note Jazz Club. It's right on West 3rd and McDougal, which is like a really big like hubbub, and all the comedy clubs are down there.
District.
Yeah.
It's for the arts.
It's for the arts. It's all the
performing
arts people.
I perform in the arts.
So that's where Kevin Smith's comic book store is?
It could be.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
It might be.
I think, I don't know exactly location-wise, but yeah, I'm pretty sure it's...
We could just look it
what's
up.
What's the neighborhood? What's that neighborhood called?
It's just the West Village.
Oh, is that just West Village?
West Village.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I thought it was New York, New Jersey.
New York City, like Manhattan.
Yeah, yeah. In Manhattan. I used to work there, though, back in the day.
At the Fat Black Pussy.
And we're done. Cool.
Oh, all right,
got
cool.
Some business. That was nice.
How's your mother?
She's good. So, yeah, I saw Ron Bennington interview Colin Quinn. I went with my dear friend, Mike Sachs, that I did the amazing podcast series with.
What?
Wow. Shout out.
Why not? Hashtag me too. !! So that's fun for the search engines. Look that up.
Delicious.
I'm in it in a couple different parts. Eva has two different roles in it.
I do.
Star of the show.
I know.
Joey's got roles.
No. I mean, you know, it's just that one is starting to fold over. That's me running out of problems. It's like a wave breaking. It's like a wave of fat breaking on the shore.
You can put
it's
the
like
one,
a lava lamp.
You know?
If you put the one underneath the other, it just counts as one.
But I'm just tectonic plate. We use like the Pacific plate diving underneath the San Andreas Fault.
Yeah, but it's like a portable side table for your beer.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, the thing is, if it gets just a little bit bigger, I'll be able to rest stuff on it, like upright. You know, that's
all
good,
like
that's
pregnant women do.
Yeah,
like pregnant women, Eva. Thanks very much. God.
You'll be able to hide candy bars and go-gurts. Yeah.
What an absolute...
In your gunt trunk.
God.
Do you expect people to just walk up on the street and start rubbing it?
Yeah, man. You know, people are like, oh, what do you do? You're so... How do you...
The hunchbacks come up and rub you. Yeah. I've seen it.
They're like, oh, that's
I need
just,
all the luck I can get.
I just want to climb in there.
He's very Falstaffian.
Climb in there.
It's like, I see the confusion when they're like, rub the tummy, rub the bald head. Rub the tummy, rub the... And then you just let them do both. You're like, cover all your bases, buddy.
Hashtag recounting improv. Last night at the improv show, my head was briefly a penis.
Was it really?
Briefly a penis, yeah. Because it's bald. It resembles a penis. Well,
whose mouth was it in?
Yeah. Hey-oh, maggots. John Papa Giorgio, everybody. And that's our show.
So I went up to New York for one glorious day.
Glorious day. Oh, 10 glorious hours.
Oh, dear. I mean.
You were on the road for, what, 11 hours, and you were there in Manhattan proper for 6. Correct.
Ooh, you're being kind on how long I was there.
You're not even 6.
I was on the bus at 11 a.m. in D.C. So I'm driving an hour plus to get into D.C. I'm on the bus 11. I am probably in Manhattan at 4. And then it takes another 30 something minutes in that 4 p.m. traffic to get to where they're dumping me.
Yep. Mm.
At 5 p.m., they are seating people for Colin Quinn. 6 to like 7:15. I see them interview Colin Quinn. I'm chilling with Mike Sachs, my internet friend Lou at Power of Love on Twitter.
Shout out.
Yes, all the shout outs. She is there as well. It's an LU situation, like Liu Kang from Mortal Kombat.
That's racist.
So Liu Kang Colin.
First of all, Liu Kang was LIU. Thank you. Do we all look alike to you, John? Terrible. Absolutely unbelievable.
Thank God this is an audio.
Racist. Get on with your racist manifesto.
Yeah, so I'm there until bus leaves at 9. So,
So you were the that's just you traveled.
You're apparently the Asian. Do the math.
that's too soon. Absolutely racist.
4.5 hours.
Get out your violin too.
Get your shine box.
Violin math.
It's Saturday. Don't you need to be at school?
Exactly.
Don't you have STEM tutoring?
Do your homework.
I'm in the drama program.
Practice your drills.
What is your schedule?
So I was there 4.5 hours and then back on the bus another 5 hours.
Just my God.
Playing your Nintendo Switch.
3DS. I don't do the Switch. Right.
I remember talking to you at like 3 in the morning and you were like, yeah,
legitimately.
Just driving home.
No yeah. Like I texted him at 2 a.m. and then his giant prostate had forced him to wake up to urinate. And he was like, you caught me right when I was waking up to piss. LOLOL. I'm like, well, the LOLOL wasn't needed.
Heart, smiley face.
Yep, just.
I expect LOLOL before a girl's like, my phone was hacked. And then she sends me a gunt pic. Like, but not when it's just Joey, like, BSing with a buddy. But yeah, we talked the whole way.
I'm worried about the kid, you know?
He was, yeah.
He's up in New York.
In
he's
the big all, city?
He's all hyped
did
up.
Did you get a staph infection? Is your bacteria eating your skin?
Just terrible. Yeah.
So I watched Colin Quinn with Ron Bennington. It was incredible. Look it up, Unmasked with Ron Bennington and Colin Quinn, whatever the date was last Thursday. So we're talking, what, 12th-ish, I think?
Wait,
yeah.
Was it Ron Bennington and Colin Quinn?
Yes.
Is that okay?
Just the two of them.
Okay, you said that
Ron,
a number of times.
Okay, I got gotcha. You. Yeah. Just went right
Ron
over
Bennington,
my head.
Colin Quinn, yeah. Flyby. Eva yeah. got it.
You know it wasn't a flyby? September 11th. They hit the mark.
Terrible. Terrible. What is wrong? This is your... You can't use any of this. It's just... You know, Eva's sitting right fucking here. She's
yeah.
right here. And you're going to bring that up. Just...
What, was her boyfriend Muhammad Adam?
Absolutely.
Why is this bad news
Did
to
you
Eva?
Not hear the story when we were walking in here? Okay. Well,
he has strong convictions, Joe. Leave him alone.
Just saying.
He believed in something. What do you believe in?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Take a sip. What is in that? What's in your little coffee cup there? Is it coffee?
Mm.
Or is it juicy juice? Is that what it is?
Don't get it near an open flame.
Is it liquefied sand?
He doesn't want to say because he doesn't want me to kick him out.
Yeah.
That's absolutely terrible.
It's Red Bull with crushed up Dexedrine. Yeah.
Throw his ass out.
So... Incredible interview. I mean,
Ron Bennington.
Yeah, just I entirely the tonic that was needed in these topsy-turvy comedic times.
How funny was Tim Meadows?
why are you knocking Tim Meadows?
Ron Bennington? Oh no, I'm sorry. Was it who's the fat guy? Horatio Sanz?
He's thin now.
He's thin. Yeah.
Yeah, he's thin now. He looks.
Is
good.
He
yeah.
Rick O'Casey?
And his dick magically got bigger.
Just huge. Just Rick O'Casey.
Hashtag callbacks. God, Eva Crichton. Can't take her on. You. So you saw Ron
giant
Bennington
tan burrito.
And Pete Davidson.
Oh, you know what? Now Warren Jeffs makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved hearing Colin Quinn spit out his profundities with that Irish stammer that he does.
Yeah.
It's so good. I mean, he was talking about, we get this all the time in improv, don't punch down. And one of the many things he said that stuck out, he's I don't view comedy as punching. I reject your premise. And I'm like, that's brilliant.
Nice.
That's completely so, yeah, you can say anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That made me feel all sorts of good. So I eventually leave. I say my goodbyes to Michael Sachs and to Lou at Power of Love Lou.
Mm-hmm.
And I watch Colin Quinn just exit and then go and pick up his car. I'm like, that's amazing. But what did I think he was going to do? Get in
a
transporter?
Fanboy.
Yeah. Yeah, no. He just was sitting in a garage. I'm like, that's Colin Quinn just chilling in the garage. Oh, okay.
Did he throw some gum in the street, too, while he was walking out? Did you go lick it?
I walked behind him, too. Yeah, I just wanted to get his essence. So as I left...
As he was farting.
Yeah, that's really what I wanted.
Antonio
yeah, I was
Brown,
like,
yeah.
Did he crop dust us?
Did you hear about Antonio Brown farting in that guy's face? Anyway.
You sent me the link. Yeah, like he was just busting ass in a doctor's face,
a doctor's
talking about how much.
Him. And it's on video of him.
Ew.
Like, it's on video of him being like.
Yeah.
like
his friends thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was joking
they're just
fiber,
farting in the face of a doctor.
Like a sports doctor?
Yeah. I guess, yeah.
Oh my God.
Like a chiropractor of sorts. The video is
he was there for a hair transplant. It was really weird that the guy's face was in his ass.
Is this in Oakland or New England?
I believe it was in Oakland. The doctor's suing him because he says Antonio Brown owes him like $12,000 in unpaid fees. But
and he gave him
pink
eye.
Also, yeah, and but then his video surfaced of him getting treatment, and he's like, man, I'm taking so much fiber. The doctor's like, please don't do that. He's like, all right, cool, I won't.
just a piece of crap.
It's so loud and pronounced.
I worked one day with a dude at a radio station who thought it was funny to bust in my face, and I just quit that day.
You did?
Yeah.
Was it Don Hanslick?
No, it's not Don Hanslick. Someone currently working in radio to this day.
Okay.
And I was like trying out to be like his board op or some crap. And after that, I went to my boss. I was like, put me on another shift. I'm never working with him again.
Because I've got my pride.
Pretty
I'm not
going to
smell somebody's fart. I'm John Papa Giorgio.
Thank you. Thank you.
Someday I'll have a podcast with 200 subscribers.
Except Colin Quinn,
for 12
apparently.
Years. Yeah.
That was what I said in the mirror that night, Joe.
Yeah,
you're right.
You're doing a great job. You're picking up 5 subscribers a year at this point. I've been on for 12 years. How many subscribers do you have? 243.
It's the opposite of exponential.
Divides evenly into 12.
My growth is divided.
I get 7 a year, no more. Yeah. That's all I need.
I need the growth to be sustained. I can't blow up.
Welcome to Papa's Basement, brought to you by the Virginian Restaurant.
Like its Greek owner would cough up for advertising.
Where they clearly microwaved me a gyro. I was like, this is what? Aren't you Greek? Come
they
on,
don't
man.
Care. They don't
this
care.
Is terrible.
That's why I get eggs. Worse. You can't F up an egg.
It's like a Sam's Club bulk gyro. Just microwaved for 60 to 90 seconds. If it was 1100
I love
watts.
That place just for breakfast, but my mom swears by the shrimp. And I'm like, it's just a deep fried frozen shrimp. She can't get enough. She's like, this is the best shrimp I have. I'm like, yeah, by CPAC?
It's just CPAC.
Yeah, your shrimp is brought to you by the guy in the raincoat? What's so special about this? All right.
Trust Gordon. The Gordon's fisherman.
I saw an Onion article recently that said that like 98% of women were sexually attracted to the Gordon's fisherman.
Duh. Really?
Duh. Yeah, dude, he's hot.
Are they skinny?
What's that?
Are they skinny?
Yeah, are probably. They skinny? Do they have huge Rick Ocasek cocks?
Yeah, probably. I mean, who wouldn't? Oh, wait, is the Gordon's fisherman skinny?
No, the girls. Do they have huge pieces?
I don't know how that works.
Yeah. That's...
I mean, it's a hot job.
Is it fishing? Being a fisherman?
Being a fisherman?
I mean, like, you go out to sea for, like,
you know,
a month, and he comes back,
all
and he's all
sailors
sweaty.
Sailors resort to homosexuality 2 days in.
It's whatever. There's certain jobs that are, like... definitely cool and hot.
Yeah, that's so. That's super hot till that $700 paycheck comes back for 4 weeks of work.
Yeah,
you ever seen those shows? Those guys are not 50% living.
50% of your crew.
They're like, I made $20,000, and why does it look like you are homeless? I don't understand.
I don't think you get into like seafaring
like the crabber shows.
Yeah, like the one like Wicked Tuna.
I thought they were raking it in up there.
That's what they say they're raking it in. Then I look at these guys and
or
I'm like
Deadliest Catch or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason the phrase sailor on payday exists to convey an alcoholic fool
I'm
with
not,
his money.
I'm not saying their spending decisions are.
Yeah,
less.
Exactly. You could see a sailor on payday buy an F-150 and then just drive it off a pier.
Yeah, they don't look like they have 2 pennies to rub together. Exactly. And every time you turn it on, they're like, oh, this is a $6,000 haul. I'm like, what? Where's the.
It's like me doing locks, but then I live with my mom. Like, well, how does this work?
I'm going to move to New York.
Algonquin.
Yes. I'm going to move to New York.
So as I leave New York, which is something I'll never say once I'm living there, I'll just be there forever, Joe. You'll never have me back. Never.
I want to bet everybody in this podcast $100 Papa never lives in New York.
I'm going to do it for
that.
One week.
Never
yeah, thank you. Thank you, Sam.
I'll take that bet.
Okay.
It's $100.
All right. $100. Yeah, I won't let you down. Yeah. And if you do lose, I'll just pay you back. Don't worry. So as I'm leaving, overall, I don't find New York that filthy a city. I mean, not over the top filthy. It does smell like hot garbage. There's a complete sanitation issue.
Yes.
That's never addressed.
You were there for
the
9 minutes. Like you were in New York as long as it takes me to drive to the studio. How could you possibly
How long does it take to breathe in through your nose?
I'm just saying.
Yeah. So as I'm leaving, it's raining. I do see a hobo urinating onto a basketball court with like his penis through the slats of the fence.
Oh, that famous one that's
yes.
across from
yeah.
my old work.
Exactly.
Where
yeah, where I was. Yes. Yeah.
Was he grasping his penis like through the fence?
No.
Or was he
No,
like,
he
just...
wasn't Rick Ocasek. He didn't have that much
the
meat.
The fence holds it. The fence holds
yeah,
it.
He was kinda,
he was using the fence as like a tripod.
I didn't turn around completely to like get it in, but he was very close to the fence and he was urinating through it. Whether or not he was resting the bird gently on the metal of this fence, I don't know.
You only stared for what, 5-6 minutes?
Yeah, I was just trying to etch it onto my cortex. Yeah.
I couldn't.
He
really
actually
tell.
Missed his bus back.
Yeah. I snuck up behind the guy like, hey, need a hand?
Nocturnal Emissions.
So, our new podcast. Mm-hmm. So, the guy is turned around to his credit, just apologizing at anyone making eye contact with him. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You like what you see.
I'm so sorry.
I'll turn around for ye.
Take a picture, it'll last longer.
Yeah.
So, he's urinating, but apologetically urinating. Aww, just like bad. I ejaculate. I ejaculate apologetically. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. It was fast. The consistency is not there.
Probably smells weird.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
The consistency of oatmeal.
Yeah, just one big chunk in it. Like, it just looks like a dye surrounded by water.
Where did you have the
just a
Elmer's
sugar cube?
Blue.
Yeah. How did that come out?
You're getting a locksmith call, man.
Oh God! Piss off, everyone.
Somebody's locked out.
There's the Hercules safe and lock motto. F off. I'm recording for my 200 listeners.
You keep your money.
So, yeah, I don't want your dirty money, your filthy lucre.
I don't want your disgusting dollars.
So, as I turn around the steps from the urinating hobo, I see Judah Friedlander.
Nice.
Like, dressed as Judah Friedlander. He's got the hat, you know, he clearly, it's not like.
He's committed to that. I've seen him
before.
Yeah,
exactly.
He's committed to that look.
Like, it's not Bobcat Goldthwait who 5 seconds before he's on stage is like, oh, thank you, Sue. You can put my soup over there.
That is the first name I've recognized this
Bobcat Goldthwait. So Judah Friedlander's walking up and he's having a phone conversation on his AirPods. And I'm like, it didn't even shock me that I'm looking at him because for a half second, you're like, he's where? And then I'm like, oh, I'm not in Chantilly. I'm in New York. And we're at the subway stop right next to like the nexus of comedy clubs in the city.
Right.
Of course he's there. And then I just smiled to myself like, he's really famous, but I have power over him because I know that in 2 seconds he's going to see a hobo's anus as the hobo urinates onto this basketball court.
It's called full circle.
Yeah. I didn't stop him to be like, Judah. Big time 30 Rock fan.
Yeah.
Want to warn you regarding what you're about to. Nah, I just let it happen.
Just let
nature take
you. Just drop down to your knees and let him pass.
Exactly. I let it happen.
Yeah.
And that is the summation of my New York story. It was great. And then we had our heart to heart from like 2 to 5:30 in the morning.
I regret that. Yeah.
He was like, I just can't hang up on you. I was like, I can't hang up on you.
No, it was nothing like that. It was like, I don't know. How his life insurance is set up. I mean, who's he going to leave it? You're going to leave it to your mom. So I need to make sure I'm on that docket before you actually die. So I was mostly trying to keep you awake to make sure that. Right. Cause I mean, your brother doesn't need it. Your mom doesn't need it.
My mom's
a wastrel.
Do you
have life insurance? I mean,
I have money. I don't have life insurance.
Well,
I'm not going to gamble
just
against
leave
myself.
Just leave me the money then. I don't know. Just leave me the fucking money.
Okay, you know, potty mouth.
I'm just saying, just leave me the money.
Annapolis is expensive.
Yeah, Annapolis ain't cheap, man. I got a QVC problem. I'm just saying, it's good deals.
You like QVC?
Good deals late at night, man.
you and mother would get along. Mother Papa Giorgio.
Why don't you marry my mom? Make an honest woman of her.
Jesus, that's all.
She's a widow.
That'd probably be an easier way to his money. Yeah.
She was an honest woman.
True.
She is a widow.
That would make me your.
That gives you like 2 years tops to stop being a whore.
That would make.
I'll tell you right now, I'd whip you into shape. If I was your stepdad, I'd be like, hey, fatty.
You would be Papa's Papa.
Yeah, they'd be called Papa's Dad's Basement.
Oh, God. I can imagine it, like you on my back, like Yoda on Luke. I drop you. My spine has collapsed 5 inches.
And you must.
Tofu you must have. Too fat you are. beta bitch you are.
Famous I'll be.
Cuckold don't be.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Papa's Basement. Yeah.
There you go. So we did our Colin Quinn. Do we want to talk the Shane McGillis thing? We want to talk about my high school reunion?
High school reunion.
Or the Costco MILF. Okay, our choice has been made for us. The high school reunion.
Yeah.
Joe, you are 99 as well.
Yeah, I was 99. Yeah. I didn't go to mine either. I didn't go. I mean,
have you already passed your reunion?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Been had.
Did
passed.
You do the 10-year? Did you do any
no.
of the other stuff?
No,
really?
No,
you
no,
just
no.
have not looked back.
No.
My 10 years
I think,
next month.
Really? Okay.
Are you gonna go?
No.
Where's your high school, Sam?
It's in Waldorf.
Oh, come on.
You gotta
you're not
go.
Going, yeah, you're not going to the dirty dwarf.
You gotta go
come on,
you
man.
You gotta go to the dwarf, man. You gotta dwarf it up.
Oh, my God.
You gotta
Waldorf.
Go.
Home of Good Charlotte. That's all you have to say for people to know.
They have a song. I think it's called Worldwide Waldorf or something.
I don't know.
That's the only song I know by them because they went to some high school down there.
Good old Waldorf. Oh, just Google Waldorf and then smell.
No, my high school was actually brand new, so it was decent compared to the garbage schools down there.
Okay, cool.
Charles County.
I would say do the 10-year. The 10-year, I did my 10-year.
And I went to your 10-year.
You did.
Yes.
Because everyone loved you.
Yes. But I graduated after you. I was a freshman and you were a senior, but I did go to your 10-year.
How's that possible? You're only 23.
Oh, you. Do you come with the car?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I did my, sorry you don't watch The Simpsons. Sorry you're busy watching Deadliest Catch or whatever fish-based.
Wicked tuna, man.
Whatever fish-based entertainment governs your
life.
Being
a fisherman's hot, okay?
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
Really? Like, your asshole doesn't stink in those galoshes? Come on.
Yeah, of course, but then you know, you have, like, a bath ready, waiting for your scruffy man when he comes
there's
back from
sea. There's literally no stinkier job. It's nothing but beards, no shower, fish, and then...
All right, I think I'm just thinking of, like, the fisherman look, then. I'm not actually like thinking about them being out at sea and then returning to me.
You're thinking of Ernest Hemingway. You're thinking of Papa.
I'm thinking of like
ketchup for your buns, Papa. Ooh.
Have your man walk briskly around the block and don't shower for 24 hours and tell me how much cheese you find down.
Exactly.
I'm just
dress him.
No, thank you.
Dress him in nothing but trash bags.
No, thank you.
And just have him smoke cigarettes and eat just dog shit microwave food like. Chef Boyardee level food. You
eat
know?
A pound of yogurt.
Getting soaked with salt water and
then shotgun a bottle of vinegar.
Handling fish.
Yeah, and see if that puts you in the mood.
Just awful.
See if that gets you as wet as his vessel.
What's that movie with Mark Wahlberg and Clooney?
Avatar.
Where they're the fishermen.
Oh, Perfect Storm.
Perfect Storm. Perfect Storm. I think I'm just thinking of that. I'm thinking of like Clooney and Wahlberg at sea. Yeah. And I'm getting all hot and bothered.
Oh, yeah. Nice, yeah.
Yeah, they all look like Clooney.
Exactly.
Yeah. I've never
seen... And the ones that don't look like Wahlberg.
Yeah.
If you have to settle.
I've never seen Deadliest Catch or anything like that. God. I'm just
it's
basing
called
it...
AIDS.
Not anymore.
That's true. There's now super chlamydia.
So why aren't you going to your 20-year reunion? Because I'll go if you go.
Don't suicide pact me.
Come on, man.
I am not going because I went to my 10-year. Like,
that's not why.
I was not like, Eva, you can explain, where did I fit in the social hierarchy? Like, I wasn't like bullied or any crap.
No,
like, I was
you
fairly
were,
well known.
You were well known. You got very well known after the 1600 on your SATs.
Yes,
you
I
had
did.
Your little niche as being the funny, smart guy because you had your...
My column.
You had your column in the paper.
That's how you school for
sad. No, he had his column in the school paper.
Papa's Corner.
No, that everyone looked forward to, and it was hilarious.
It was weird, yeah.
X-tree. Read all
it
about it.
It was so funny. And, everyone knew you.
It's called revisionist history.
You weren't like... Big like, man on campus.
No,
I got something to say.
I was this weird, it was like nerdy, but I was also most people's drug dealer.
Exactly. I will say that you did, yes.
Yeah. You dealt drugs also?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of drugs?
Pills and weed.
Oh.
Okay. Dexedrine. Yeah. Whatever I had.
Dexedrine,
sold,
look at you.
Was distributed.
Oh. Yes.
So, right. 10 years in, when, you know, 28, most people are single-ish. Mm-hmm. I would say, or some of the girls are getting serious, mm-hmm. but no one, very few people in our socioeconomic, you know, right outside DC, very few of our people were hitched. I was kind of like, I had been lifting, I just stopped lifting, so like I'd gotten a little portly, but I still had some guns on me. And I was like, well, what the hell, I'll show up for this. And I was partying a lot at the time, so an excuse to drink, what do I care? And I had a good time. You know, everyone's like, hey, it's John. There were some high fives. Like, there's one of the quote unquote cute girls was like, we were playing cornhole and like she was all over me to the point she was like grabbing my ass, like almost fish hooking it like we were wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was like, okay, cool. If that's how we do it to say.
That's because she was trying to fall down, you idiot.
Okay.
So this drunken chick was like bracing herself. On
yeah,
the, I mean,
by caressing my anus.
You need a lot of balance in cornhole.
Yes. I overall had a good time. Like, it wasn't bad.
A popular chick smiled at you.
Yeah, exactly. I felt like not a loser for 5 seconds.
Nice.
I talked to you for a while.
True.
I made my Justin Wolf joke.
Oh, let's do it again.
Yeah, I was like, hey guys, you think Justin Wolf's going to show up?
Justin Wolf is a classmate of ours doing life in prison. Oh. Murder one. So.
Oh, okay. What did he kill? This podcast? Or?
No, he like owed a drug dealer money and had someone kill him on his behalf or something like that.
Okay. Just Google it later. It's a whole long thing.
It's a weird situation.
It's awful.
We don't really know.
Yeah, we
who
don't.
Did
Justin
what.
Wolf.
And Eva's laughing
Justin
at it.
Wolf,
it's just a punchline
yeah.
to Eva. That's good.
No, I mean it was a joke in poor taste. But well, yeah. I was the freshman at the senior party.
I actually some recorded it and played it for Terry Wolf, his mother, and she did not cotton to that.
Sorry, Mrs. Wolf.
Criminal justice reform seriously, but that's
yeah, funny. Real funny. Okay, well, I don't know how this show is going
to
continue.
There's some news like relevant to this year involving this dude. Oh,
nice. With Justin Wolf?
Yes, sir.
Is it Wolfe?
Yes.
Oh, it's so British.
The next
Supreme Court orders Virginia to hear appeal of Justin Wolf, who pleaded guilty to murder.
Again? All right.
Wait, when is that dated, though?
January of this year.
Okay, damn. Maybe, yeah. All right. You get it, Justin. You get out of there, man. He's
yeah,
serving.
Get out of there,
so,
Justin.
Yeah, he just may make the 20
get
year
out of there.
Year.
I remember Justin, he was in my Cub Scout troop, and he told me an anecdote about farting so loudly he woke up his baby brother, and I liked that, because it was fart.
Did he kill him afterwards, or?
Oh.
Okay, all right.
I don't know these people
it's okay if we make jokes like
yeah.
that.
It's messed up, dude. Chantilly
he's
High School?
He's Chantilly proud.
Did he kill someone with a silver spoon in his mouth, or what?
Oh.
You know what? You don't know the streets of the Tilly, so stay the F out
Chantilly?
Of the Tilly.
Chantilly? Yeah. Oh, you had a tough day in Chantilly, did you?
Oh, wow.
You
those
been
are
there?
Two very different photographs.
Papa calls me once a day from Wegmans. Are you crazy right now? I don't know which potato salad to get.
That's yeah. actually you know in Centerville.
Oh. Yeah, first of all, shut up. Second of all, you know what? Brooklyn's soft right now, but in the days of Biggie, was it? I don't think so. All right.
Nice.
All right.
You win. The
so
till.
You don't want to go because you live at home and you've put on some LPs
well, he didn't say anything.
Some opinion.
He didn't say anything about living at home, Eva. Jesus, way to jump.
Yeah. He said it like 20 minutes ago.
It's a jump to conclusions, Matt. Oh, my God. Yeah, it's God. Called shame, okay? It's pronounced shame.
I wish you invented a jump to the ocean cliff. So, I don't want to go because people, first of all, at 10 years, no one looks that aged. You're still kind of young. Like
yeah,
a
you
bit
are.
Of the youth has burned off you. 20 years, you're staring mortality in the
you
face.
Got
like,
salt and pepper.
I don't need to see that. Like, no, I don't need to see the cute girls after two or three kids. After they're drinking their wine to
terrible.
Cope with their husbands.
That's racist.
Yeah, I'm not about it. Like, what am I going to do? I'm not going to get any. Am I going to home wreck? Who? Yeah. You know,
right.
Well, what's the point? So what's the point of going to a high school reunion? It's either to lord over others.
Pretty
right?
much, yeah.
I mean, that's basically it. I mean, it's
lord
just
your achievement, which I can't do.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. What are you going to be like? Hey, guys, check out.
Only in Samoan culture have I achieved anything.
Yeah. Well, for the Greeks, you're doing pretty good. I mean, you're...
That's true.
He does a haka after every show.
I'm only living with one parent.
Yeah, and you're coming up on 40, which means you can be governmentally retired in Greece, right, at 40
oh,
or something?
God, don't even start. How good they have it in my homeland. Yeah. Don't even start. I want to just go there and marry some hot Greek ass. And just
do
be
it.
Like, look, the bloodline will stay pure.
Why don't you do it?
I'm Greek on all sides, and you'll get your citizenship, and I have enough money that, like, here we could live like lords.
Okay, this is not a bad idea.
No, it's really not.
Yeah, what is? Why are you like smirking while you say this? I think it's a
it
nice idea.
It effort.
It's not
right.
Yeah. I'm about to win $200 because he's not going to go 200 miles north of New York. You think he's going to go to fucking Cyprus?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
He's right.
Ew,
who's
Cyprus
going to
is
Cyprus?
Greece,
is Cyprus is
it's
half
it's
Muslim.
The same thing, isn't it? Cyprus?
I don't do that.
Isn't Cyprus part of Greece?
It's mixed with the Turks. That's disgusting.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Out of Turk.
That's a party place.
We do Crete. Suda Bay.
Crete.
That way I can bang like a third cousin.
What is someone from Crete called? A Cretan?
A Cretan, for real.
A Cretan.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A Cretan. An excretion.
Ew.
I used to be from Crete. Now I'm an excretion. All right. Well.
So?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to go, man. I don't have much to lord over anyone. And I'm just going to, everyone's going to look old. I'm going to look old.
Do you want to catch up with anybody? Is there anybody you honestly want to be like, I wonder how Charlie's doing.
Facebook has
Facebook has usurped the entire role of this thing. If I care about you, I've kept up this whole time. Yeah. Like, if I mildly care about you, I haven't unfollowed you on Facebook. Yeah.
Right.
I don't care. I've seen 1,000 pictures of you.
Yeah.
This entire time. There's people I never knew in high school, and I know more about them these past 10-something years since Facebook came out than I ever could have. What the hell do I want to do with you? Like you said, unless I'm Elon Musk, really, why the hell am I showing up?
You know what you could do?
Burn it all down?
No. Like, do a carry? Just fake it. Just like rent a Tesla, you know?
Pronounce
like
that again?
Tesla?
Thank you. Yeah. Hard Z.
What?
Nothing.
Tesla? How do you say
Isn't
it?
Isn't it Tesla?
Yes.
Tesla?
Tesla, yeah.
Isn't it Tesla?
What am I?
I didn't hear it.
You're saying Tesla.
The exact same thing.
Yeah, you're saying Tez, like Tez.
Tesla.
Tasmanian devil.
Tesla.
T-E-Z-L-A is how it's spelled.
No.
Tesla, son.
Say Elvis.
Elvis.
Okay.
What are you talking?
I wanted to hear Elvis.
All right, well, okay. Okay, to be fair.
Tesla.
To be fair.
He's from Maryland.
What is the animal that comes to attack Little Red Riding Hood?
The big bad wolf?
Okay. How do you say it?
A wolf?
Big You're wolf. Not saying it how you normally do.
Do I normally do the U, like wolf?
Oh, you go wolf.
Wolf, yeah, like a wolf.
You go, it's a big wolf.
Well, I used to do rough instead of roof, too, and I was guilty of Joe's Maryland crap through my mom. I would say water instead of water.
Uh-huh. Terrible.
Yeah.
That's even worse than Philly.
The Philly accent, is just it trickles
Fame.
Into.
Yeah. Fame.
Hame.
Him.
It's the same crap, pretty much Baltimore to Philly. Same ugliness, yeah.
You getting down ballpark?
Oh, horrible.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty terrible.
Yeah.
That's all right. It's not a Greek accent.
It's so funny, though. I mean, like, I
Where
do...
Where say wolf?
Do yeah. you guys...
Wolf. Wolf. Who gives a wolf?
Yeah, Ryan Howard's wolf. So, do you, like, care at all if a really attractive girl has just a gross, like, Philly accent? I could not care less. But I had friends that were like... Hand to God, I wouldn't touch her. A, they're lying.
Right.
I don't care. I remember when I was a couple years ago going up to New York, because I will live there someday. Burn in hell, Joe Gagliardi.
False.
Yes, you will,
and
baby.
Thank you. False. Thank you, lover. And we stopped right outside Philly, like West Deptford, and there was this great-looking blonde, like tall, leggy, the whole thing, Italian restaurant waitress, I don't know, whatever. But she had like the thick accent. I didn't give a goddamn. Every other guy at my table was clowning her accent. I'm like, shut the hell up, you gaggle of queens. Like, why?
Yeah.
What? Come on, man.
No, it's a pretty awful accent.
I would not care.
I mean, I could forgive it. I
would
think
not care at all.
Nothing bothers me more than like a southern accent, though.
Oh, I like this. I mean, it's ignorant as hell, but I find it sexy.
I don't know. Yeah. Like, Alabama is not an attractive accent. I think there's, like, differences in southern accents.
Yeah, exactly. It's not
oh,
like
there are.
Mass.
There's so many different ones. Yeah. Like, a nice Savannah accent. I like that one.
All where right, like Ed Helms.
Where it's like molasses coming out of your mouth.
Well, I say, y'all going to be from around here.
What's up, Joe?
I like it when people from the South say that they're finna do something. Like, I'm finna.
I'm finna.
I'm finna go to the store.
Yeah. We're not finna anything.
I'm John Papa Georgia. I'm finna move to New York in 3 years. Well, I just gotta do it, you know? I just gotta like get the
just
money
gonna
and
do
just, like,
it.
Do it.
Just gonna do it.
Just gotta just do it. Like, when I live in New York.
Just let mother go.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what needs to happen.
You don't need to wait for her to die. You can just go.
The guy's off the bus in New York for a total of 4 hours.
Yeah.
And on the bus to New York for a total of 11 hours.
You'd
and
think
now
this,
he's like Frank Sinatra.
You'd think this government-trained kill machine could sack up and hook up his friend and kill my mother for me, but
oh
no.
God, that's
no.
He can't even kill a chimpanzee.
Yeah, exactly. He can't even kill a chimpanzee.
Because there's too many buttons.
Yeah, it's a lot of buttons, man. I get dyslexic around all the buttons. You
I know?
Know,
I'm kidding.
I'm just, that's fine. You even make fun of my handicap. That's fine.
It's okay.
It's
no.
very good.
There's no button on a knife. Just do that windpipe, man.
I'm bulimic, too. You want to talk about that? That's fine.
No, I need you. You ever watch Billy Madison?
Yeah, of course.
You remember when Steve Buscemi pulls the trigger?
Yeah.
And then they, like, give the okay to each other? Like, just do that to my mom. Oh, and I'll just give you the okay through the window pane.
Oh my God.
We'll split the insurance money. We'll go to New York. What's wrong with you?
You're terrible.
Finally, I'll be able to show up at the 25 or the 30 year reunion.
The views expressed here are the views of John Papa Giorgio, not necessarily guests on Papa's Basement.
Okay, yeah. You don't want to promote your murder for hire business? All right, fine. Then just languish.
Well, I mean, if Justin Wolf gets out of prison.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, didn't you?
We've been dropping breadcrumbs this whole time, and you haven't picked up on anything.
You're friends with at least one felonious murderer.
Yeah.
And Eva Crickson likes to make fun of him. That's a good strategy.
I didn't. The joke was said
in
jest.
Who's going to die in prison?
The joke was said in jest 10 years ago. And let me just say, I was a different person then. Okay.
Oh,
I have matured. I was living in New York then. And I had come down for the weekend to go to a Redskins game. And it just happened to be the 10-year anniversary. And my brother graduated with John. So I went. And I made the joke. It was 10 years ago.
On this show, it's the Washington football team.
Please. Thank you, yeah.
Don't be racist.
I just can't take that anymore.
Yeah. What?
Nothing. I don't care.
The Washington football
Dan
club.
Snyder's
I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say that racist
name.
Term.
Yeah. I don't say it, but only because I'm offended by Snyder's presence.
Yeah. It's terrible. And they have it's the
again,
worst
another person, this lump of ass isn't going to kill.
What? Who, Snyder?
Yeah.
How am I going to get to Snyder? He's a billionaire. He's probably got armed guards all over the place. He knows everybody hates him.
He lives in Potomac, too.
Can't you fire a rifle from like a mile out, and then you just count down like Tom Berenger? You're like, one Mississippi, two Mississippi, and then kaboom!
Like
and his head goes up like Skinner's. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Can't you curve the bullet?
Yeah, duh.
Can't you just at the last second whip your sniper rifle and the bullet will like go off to the side and go around his guard and then right into the nape of Snyder's neck?
Walmart was out of curved bullets, so I gotta go back. Oh, Eva's on the Facebook. She's checking the Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Is she?
How many followers do I have?
Look at my live shot.
Mm-hmm. Is it live? Are we live? How's my bust look?
All right, let's keep talking. We'll do
click
that after.
Click on the live. Is it the live? Are we live?
We are live.
We're live. We're live, man. We're about to hit an hour, and I got to bail and do all this work.
You got to go do all this stuff. You know?
Yeah. And you have to record the hockey podcast with Sam.
Yeah.
But so that's it, man. I'm not going to do the reunion. I don't care.
Okay.
It's a bunch of like.
I will go if you go.
I know, but you know what? You'll also hang out. You guys will also hang out in front of 7-Eleven and smoke a cigarette with me if I do that. It's great.
Why don't we send?
We're friends. We're there for each other.
Why don't we send me? Why don't we send me and Eva? I'll pretend to be you.
Just put you both in one trench coat.
Like, yeah, and Eva will tell me all the inside jokes, and I'll be like, "Oh yeah, this is Eva. We're totally smashing."
Actually, I'd watch that.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious.
Yeah, for that, they'd be like, oh, you got way more handsome, and like, your baldness is so much more attractive than your salt and pepper curls that you're holding on to with your Rogaine that you take.
Rogaine and Propecia.
And Propecia.
No, what if I went? Okay, so say we do this bit. I go in with you pretend to be Papa.
Yeah.
But we take it even further. You got the wedding ring already.
I
go in with like a big fake diamond.
Big fake diamond.
Okay.
Yeah,
and now a
plunging neckline.
And now I'm Mrs. Papa Giorgio.
Yeah, Mrs. Papa Giorgio, yeah. And you
I mean, I'd fund this.
Would people believe it?
Will people buy that you're dirtying the bloodline?
with
a Lithuanian Irish?
Yeah. They would, yeah.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. They'd be like, he lives at home. He'll take what he can get.
Even though she's over 30.
Over 30.
Clearly used.
Yeah.
Maybe her hymen's intact. Maybe.
Oh, too soon.
All right. But not her gunt.
Not her gunt.
That's our show.
That's like Swiss cheese.
Okay.
So,
all right, no Swiss cheese.
Let's do that. Yeah, you guys go. Because I thought I'd missed it, and then I looked it up foolishly, and it's like a week or two from now. And I was like, oh, now it's gonna be weighing on me this whole time.
I'll go if you go.
You could just go on a crash diet, like just starve yourself for the next 2 weeks and just get gone.
Shove dexedrine up
just
my
get
ass.
Gone. Yeah, dexedrine.
Boof it.
Yeah, boof it.
Yeah, boof it up.
Get
boof.
Liposuction.
Yeah, liposuction. You know, the Hollywood cleanse, you know? Maybe just eat like a civilized person for once in your life.
No.
No.
Like,
that sounds awful.
Yeah.
Oh, it's 10:30 at night. I'm going to eat a bunch of fried egg rolls.
Yeah.
And then whine about how I can't lose weight.
Yeah. That's what we do. Yes,
that's what we
go
do.
On.
That's what we do.
That's
yeah.
What we've done.
Look, my wife. I'm fine. My wife likes fat guys. No worries. It's all good. Yeah.
That's what she tells you.
Yeah.
You guys are getting into it.
I'll just have to sniper kill Joe then, and then I can move in on that sweet life.
Oh, that's not what you want to do.
I'll blow away Joe, and then I'll okay.
You can sniper kill him back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll sniper kill
once they get the curved bullets back in stock.
Once we do that. All right. Well, I'm not going. And then the three people from high school that listen to the show can hear that and they'll go, ah, but we want you there. And I'll be like, okay, cool. If we actually liked each other, we would have hung out in 20 years.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm too good for you guys.
No, I don't like or dislike. It's just, what a weird...
You're ambivalent.
Yeah. I didn't really have a commonality with these people. I wasn't very present in the school. Like, I had, weirdly enough, everyone that I was really tight with in high school, I am not, like, I would say John Ilhan is probably the person I hung with the most in high school that I see, what, once every 4 months or something that I liked. Like, the crew that I straight up partied with in high school, most part, really went off the deep end. Really, I mean, like, shocker, we all did a lot of drugs together, and they all pulled a Sid Barrett. Mm-hmm. But, like, yeah, for the most part, man, they are sketched the hell out. Like, ooh. I just, you know, we communicate via Facebook sometimes, but a lot of times, man, it's just hard to track with these people at this point. Like, I don't have much in common with the people that were my quote unquote high school friends. So what? I have to pretend that I like I don't even know what the hell people did in high school. I don't recall the football players being particularly popular, weirdly enough, at our school.
I don't know
who the hell was popular, really.
You.
Thank you. Yeah.
Papa's Corner, new edition, extra. Read all about it.
I don't remember what it was called, the column.
I don't remember.
Papa's Upper Room. Can we talk about the elephant in the room, though? If you had, like, if you were rich and successful, and, you know, not, you know.
Yeah, not me. Go on.
Then you would be there lording. You would be there lording.
I wouldn't.
People. Yes, you would.
I don't think
you
I would. Absolutely would.
You would land your helicopter on the front lawn.
Why?
And you would get out and you would just whip your... You'd be
nothing against
your
Eva, because you're
be
infinitely younger than this. You're infinitely younger than this, Eva.
Thank you.
Why am I fighting to bang a bunch of 38-year-old broads?
No, you're not. Like, you're not fighting, but you'd show up with a model. You'd show up with two models in your arm, like Bruce Wayne, and then you just lord it over people. And then you would later on, you would get like a half chub, you know, because of the side effects from your Rogaine and Propecia. You'd get a half chub with the two hookers you paid.
It wasn't that charged a period for me, one way or the other. Like, I literally, the entirety of high school, I had one, like, almost physical confrontation. Like, there was no bullying of anything. I kind of bullied people. Like, I was the dick to lesser thens. Like, yeah, I don't have bad memories of high school. Like, with my group of friends, like, the people I was close with in high school, we just hung out and got high together and had a great time. It's just like, we stopped being tight almost immediately after high school, and somehow I rediscovered like my junior high friends, and those were the ones I marched on with. Like, literally everyone from high school, I don't see them anymore.
You graduated high school and then befriended people in junior high?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's not, I mean, what can I say?
It's just easier that way.
Is your middle name Chester?
Mo. Mo is my middle name. Chester's my first name.
Let's just say Mo.
Mo Gibbons. Who's the honey next door, John?
I notice. Oh, God. You only now gauged that blonde?
Well, hello.
All right.
Hello.
She's single.
This is what Uncle Sam.
Papa's single, too. But
yeah.
Sadly.
My cats need a mother.
That might be a permanent condition.
Cats need a mother.
I mean, do they, though? Like, you gotta let the cats go, man.
What?
The cats, the mother. I mean,
you just don't put on a wig and a bra and try to fool them.
No, I don't. They deserve better than that, Sam. They deserve an actual mother to love them.
Cats are the worst. God. Terrible.
I know. All right. Eva
that's
like
a
that.
Shameful laugh, yeah.
Well, we can can get the heck out of
and
Dodge.
That's our show.
Pardon my French. Right. And that's our show.
Bye, Eva.
Costco MILF. Costco MILF, the sad tale of Costco MILF.
Leave
Eva
alone.
Wants it. He doesn't. Sam wants it. I want it, Joe.
Well, you know, then you. I'll enjoy seeing you on social media later.
Okay. All right. I'm just going to put this out here because maybe we discuss it next episode. This crushed my soul, man.
Phobic.
This crushed my soul at the Chantilly Costco.
Selfish.
There's this perky little Latina, looks like about my age, so very over the hill, but I'm willing to work with it.
My God,
like 5'2" in sneakers, great butt, just cute face, you know, but you know that the years of she's kicking it at Costco, man, you know, it's not dream job. I'm not saying it's bad, and I know they promote from within, but you would prefer not to work there. I've ogled this woman for years, like, no joke. I go to this Costco all the time. I go through the line. I'm like, oh, it's perky ass, the checkout girl. Like, she just makes me happy. Like, she just does it for me.
My
I dig her.
Victim, yeah.
I walked in the other day and she was on greeter duty, which is where they normally put. There's like this one dude with I don't know what disease, but he's in the wheelchair. He can't really talk so well. But I'm always like, hey,
put, like,
what's
older
up, guy?
People there too.
Yeah. It's like the not physically demanding thing.
Right.
It's like if you're effed up and they put you as designated hitter because you can't field so well.
Right.
And I walk in and her left arm is just covered in like ACE bandages. And I was like, that's weird. Did she sprain her wrist or something like that? And so I pretended to look at like an item right behind her, but I was looking at her.
Terrible.
And it's just like her hand got chopped off and it's just a stump now. And I almost wept. Like I couldn't take it. I could not take it.
Was it the sadness of knowing that you'll still never talk to her?
Well, like I'm not.
She can use her other hand, John.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, she's.
Oh no, this woman whose name I don't even know after stalking her for years. Lost her
did
hand.
Did she have a hook?
No, I mean like this is a fresh. The hook fitting comes later. Okay, that's so
does the
hurtful.
Hook make it better?
I don't know. It's sort of cool. Like if
you
you're
need to
like
get comfortable with your nub before you can.
Yeah, exactly. Like the nub has to calm down before they're putting the hooks on.
Okay, so this. First of all, this is news to me. Not this, because we did sort of an overview beforehand.
Uh-huh.
I didn't realize that this was a fresh wound.
That is fresh.
I thought that fresh. You had seen her for years, but just never noticed.
Just,
my
somehow. Eyes had never
your
gone
eyes had
off
never
her
gone.
TNA.
Yeah, had never
no.
gone
well,
to
well, it's
her.
Possible. I mean, you're saying that you recall at one point she had two hands?
Yeah.
And then something
I
happened.
I very
she,
much remember her
because
checking
she was,
people out.
She was checking people out. Yeah. So she obviously needed two hands to do that.
Exactly.
So this was a fresh wound.
Yeah.
At Costco.
Like they dropped a bunch of Fiji water on it and crushed her hand. Yeah.
And then just immediately put her on greater service.
Well, I don't think that it happened at Costco. Otherwise, she would have gotten workman's comp. She could have sued them.
But where else would it have happened? She works at Costco.
Anywhere. You
it's
banana.
Huge. Pallets.
She could have gotten in a car accident.
When everything else looked fine. Everything else looked fine.
I mean, you're not likely to lose your hand in your mom's basement.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
like,
what
if you
if
go
she,
out in the world.
She had her hand out the window and. It got clipped
yeah,
by a truck.
She was snapping like along to my best friend's girlfriend, and just the mailbox gets it.
Is like, is diabetes, is it a thing to lose your hand, or is that just your foot?
It's just your feet.
Okay, that's just your feet, Eva.
Typically, it's just your feet.
Aw,
no,
Eva.
Man. Like, clearly, she was loading those, like, 48-count packs of snack packs or whatever.
So she's no longer hot to you anymore.
I don't think I can operate within those parameters, to put it politically correctly.
Because you were really navigating those waters before.
I'm just saying I'm not going to be able to check her out anymore.
You're not going to be able to walk up behind her and smell her without her realizing it now? Is that your...
No, I'd be afraid to. She just
smell like burned hump.
I can't follow her home and masturbate in my car now.
Yeah.
God, well, it's
she'd
ruined.
Turn around quickly and hook me with that stump and grind me.
Jeez. You are just.
God.
Like if she starts brushing your
head.
How about this? How about, hi, what's your name? Oh, nice to meet you. I'm sorry that something terrible happened to you. But I was going to subject you to my sexual advances, but now I'm not going to because your life is forever altered.
You know what? Joke's on you, Gag. She's actually a Nazi. See?
Yeah,
and
she's a huge bitch, actually.
So
maybe she's just a bad person. Yeah, maybe
she had it coming.
She actually is a huge Nazi, and she lost it doing Nazi things.
Yeah.
Newborn Nazi. All right. And that's our show.
Yeah.
Good topic.
Yeah, Grandpa Simpson was trying to kill Hitler. And then Burns hit his elbow with a tennis ball, and he shot off this woman's hand as she saluted Hitler. Simpsons references are Eva.
Yay!
Eva Crichton has seen the Simpsons.
She has.
Oh, there's
all right.
Is it
Joe, I hope you had a fun time.
I mean, it was all right.
Okay. We did the outline.
We followed the outline
we
for
did.
Once. Yeah,
we
it was good
did.
Times. Yeah, there was an outline.
I'm proud of us.
Yeah. I'm proud of us too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great job, guys.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Good job,
thanks, Sam.
Shout
thanks,
out.
Sam. Just Sam.
Sam E.
Sam.
Like
yeah.
Like the antidepressant.
Like the supplement. Everyone, this was Papa's Basement. I hope you enjoyed it. I am John Papagiorgio, hence the show's weird name. You want to get me on social media at PAPAS Basement on Insta. On YouTube, on Twitter, everything. Eva, what are you? You don't do socials?
Not really.
All right. Joey?
Well, you already know. The mighty Joey G, Joey the comedian, up in his piece. No, man, just find me out there in the world. Joe Gagliardi, you know,
right.
Just Google funny guy.
Not shooting my mom
funny
for
guy
me.
With a penis head. That's
not
me.
Donating your hand to the woman I love.
Right. Terrible.
Sam?
Sam at Sam Oli Rogers on Instagram. That's
there you go. Till next one. We're out of here. Bye.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.